Greetings, it's Chris Michaels, Last Call Podcast. I almost forgot the name of what I should be on right now. I'm going to take a second or a few minutes to tell you about how right I am. As I usually do at the beginning of a show whenever I find a story validating my prognostications. This comes from the Children's Health Defense. And this goes back to what I've been telling everybody time and again about this new legal term that they're going to try to push through everybody, and that is something along the lines of what they're saying is a mature minor. So what does a mature minor do? Just to recap, basically, if a child is 12 years or older, they can consent to any kind of medical procedure. They can also consent to sexual activities with adults and other preteens and teenagers without parental consent. Also, what this would do is allow the child to go to a doctor because they're sick or they're confused about their gender. The doctor would see the child. The doctor would not tell the parents or the guardians about why the child made the visit to begin with. And the parents, who are footing the bill for the insurance, will only get a bill and a very, very vague line item. It will not tell the parents what the doctor billed the insurance company for. This also goes hand in hand with the soft population control that I bring up all the time. How, you might ask, such a dystopian future may be in the cards? Well, if you've got impressionable 12-year-old children going through transgender therapies or gender-affirming care, which ultimately sterilizes them, or they decide that they can be part of an experimental gene therapy prophylactic trial in the form of an mRNA shot, then we all know that these people in the future have immunodeficiencies and more than likely have something wrong with their reproductive organs. Talk about soft population control, reducing the population of those they don't want having children. Well, New York is in the crosshairs and they are validating what I have just said. Assembly Bill A6761, of course, Karine Reyes from the Bronx. The Bronx seems to be a hotbed of idiocy and World Economic Forum types and George Soros types. Well, it would allow Medicaid funds to pay for procedures and drugs administered to children. Ooh, that's it. How about that? The bill's biggest problem, said John Gilmore, who's part of the Autism Action Network, is that it allows any medical procedure to be done to children of any age without parental knowledge or consent. Huh. Exactly like I said, just 10 times worse. Because what I said with a mature minor is that they would go after 12-year-olds and above. This New York State bill goes after literal children. That means kids under the age of 12. That's how crazy and sick these people are in New York. The bill states any person, including a minor, who comprehends the need for a child who can't tie their own shoelaces or do math is somehow going to be able to comprehend the need for, the nature of, and the reasonably foreseeable risks and benefits involved in any contemplated medical, dental, health, and or hospital services, and any alternatives thereto may give effective consent to such services for themselves, and the consent of no other person shall be necessary. Right then and there, you're going to have these Bolshevik teachers that are hell-bent on screwing up the mindset of these children as they're growing up to be, I don't know, the opposite sex, non-binary, you name one of the 72 genders. And you just have to look at a profile like Libs of TikTok or Gays Against Groomers over on X, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. These people are hell-bent about going after your children. Now, that doesn't mean all teachers, obviously. It's probably a minority, but it's a very, very well-orchestrated, well-funded minority that does go after your kids and just has to talk to them about their gender and how they cope with society and how these teachers are so happy when a student just decides to come out and say, you know what, I don't think I want to be Michael anymore. I think I want to be Michelle, but don't tell my parents. And the teacher just taps their nose and says, you got it. That's what we're looking at here. And that's what this bill is allowing to happen. They're saying, well, it's allowed for things like COVID vaccines and so on, which I promise you, that's what it is about. They want Big Pharma to take over and just reap huge profits in the Democrat stronghold of New York, and they are all about doing so. If you went through New York during COVID or just prior to COVID with all of the mandates, you know how crazy New Yorkers actually are, how stupid New Yorkers actually are, and how they treated COVID and what they did during it, especially to people that did not go along with their stupid story and their mindless rhetoric. You know how stupid and gullible New Yorkers are, and so that's why this is a big issue. Also, in the latest version of this bill, a minor could consent to general medical, dental health, and hospital services, mental health outpatient services, substance abuse treatment, immunizations, family planning services, sexually transmitted disease diagnoses, and treatment. That's right. The bill states that a practitioner may administer a vaccine if, quote unquote, they have reason to believe that a person in parental relation to the child objects to the immunization. That's right. If you are a parent and you don't want your kid to get vaccinated, the teacher, the school, the doctor, the school nurse could say, well, we think that your child, your six-year-old, has a very, very firm grasp on the severity of this COVID scourge, and your child has been educated with a little word sheet about the vaccine and what it could do. And wouldn't you know it, your child put their name on the document, which implies consent because that's effectively a signature and a date, of course. You must date your work. This is dystopian and this is disgusting. These people are ghouls. They are macabre ghouls. To do this to kids, to take these kids away from their parents, essentially, and fooling them. You think a child is going to have the wherewithal to put two and two together that something under the emergency use authorization is experimental and a trial? Most adults don't even comprehend that statement or that term and its difference from an approved product that the FDA and the CDC puts out. You think a six-year-old is going to know that? Do you think a school or a doctor who gets compensated for injecting people with experimental gene therapy prophylactics, do you think that school, that doctor, that nurse could potentially have ulterior motives? Ulterior, not ulterior. Don't you think that that could be the case? Because they don't care. If their licenses are threatened, then one kid, one adult, ain't gonna matter because they still get to drive around in their Mercedes and have their huge mansions on the coastline. But that's what New York is all about. The bill allows minors under 16 to access psychotropic drugs and psychotherapy. And New York law, current New York law, allows minors 16 years or older residing in a hospital to agree to psychotropic medications without parental consent. So this also goes into one other aspect, and that is to remove the custodianship from the parents of the child to the state. The state then becomes the guardian of the child. CPS gets involved. CPS, if you do any research into it, is one of the largest human trafficking organizations on the planet. Maybe Catholic Charities now is taking that title away from them, thanks to the southern border, but you never know. The UN probably takes the cake. But CPS... and they don't get involved with whether or not those people that want to adopt those kids are sexual abusers or child traffickers themselves. So you remove the child from the parents. And wouldn't you take this one step further? The child then goes down whatever stupid liberal road it would go down. And then, just to seal the deal, the state ultimately says, well, we're in charge of who can and cannot have children. So if you take your injections and if you go through all of your psychotropic drug treatment, then you're a good egg and you can have a kid. We approve you of having a child. Just one, though. Just one. Yes, that's what you're looking at by 2030. So just another feather in my cap, Chris Michaels, once again ahead of the curve by at least 6 months. As usual, that's why you listen to me, because I am usually right. Okay, now, 10 minutes down the tubes. White House chaos. Oh, boy, what could have happened here more than what we've already seen? This comes from January of 2023, and apparently Biden, due to being a mental invalid and dotard, is extremely irritable, and he gets angry at people. He's even called Benjamin Netanyahu an a-hole, which I don't necessarily disagree with calling that big-eared jerk an a-hole, but he says that basically everybody around him is stupid, and they aren't able to get the information that he demands, specifically in this instance, when they're talking about the southern border. There's infighting, blame shifting, indecision, and that's what the real problem at the southern border is. Nobody has a solid plan, according to Biden, and he was just apoplectic, ready to jump out of the airplane because nobody could ever comprehend why Biden would even want to start putting together the same immigration policy that Donald Trump had in place. It seems as though back in January, a year ago, in 2023, Biden started to realize that the immigration issue is going to be his reelection issue, and he wanted to, quote unquote, in his words, put a lid on it. So he does have some lucidity to all of this. But it ain't enough, because there is too much going on. Journalist Bill Malungan basically summarized as follows. Susan Rice, do some research into that idiot, called HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra a bitch-ass and idiot. Now, neither one of these people are upstanding citizens. They're both money-hungry a-holes that should never be near a public office, nor should they ever be lobbyists. They should probably be investigated, especially Susan Rice. VP Harris's team is ridiculous, and her responsibilities, quote-unquote, began and ended with a very, very specific portion of the immigration issue, and people were referring to her as, at best, ineffective. Well, we knew that as well. She's very well invested in chapstick and knee pads, and probably some of that numbing spray that she uses as breath spray before important engagements. Mayorkas, that's another important name, disagreed with Biden's 100-day halt on deportations. Now, why would somebody like Mayorkas do something like that? Who, by the way, was impeached by one vote. Three Republicans sided with the Democrats on that one. And two of them are retiring, so one of them is still going to be left standing. So they impeached Mayorkas. And one of the reasons why they impeached Mayorkas is because he personally said somebody like RFK Jr., not somebody like, in fact, it was RFK Jr., should not get any sort of Secret Service detail, despite the fact that RFK Jr. has been receiving death threats and running for president. Mayorkas himself signed off on that. So, yes, this person should be impeached. I have no love for RFK Jr., except he does put together some good rhetoric and articles like the one I read before about New York. But to not give that person Secret Service is extremely disturbing. I would even say borderline seditious. And hoping that somebody goes after RFK Jr. That's what the Democrats actually want. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall displayed inexperience and ask for a memo explaining the difference between refugees and asylum seekers. Oh, goodness. Biden admin has listened to the vocal immigration advocates outside the administration. But publicly, the White House also initially downplayed jumps in illegal border crossings as normal ebbs and flows. Oh, that's exactly right. But here's the real competitiveness. Susan Rice hates Kamala Harris. She refers to Kamala Harris as nothing more than a staffer. A staffer. That's right. Kamala Harris ain't doing anything for anybody, and she's not winning anyone over. She's too stupid. She's too self-absorbed. I mean, just look at all the stories that came out about Kamala Harris, where she can't even keep her staff members because she's such a tyrant. Going after people, blaming them for her own shortcomings. Kamala Harris, she should never have been vice president. But here we are where she is. And she's coming out to make moves because the Democrats are circling the wagons, saying that Joseph Biden is essentially out the door. Kamala Harris, I am ready to serve. There's no question about that. And I'm sure she did some ear-splitting cackle that she loves to do after some awkward statement where nobody believes her. She has what she refers to the capacity to lead. Before a special counsel report amplifying concerns about Biden's age is going to make waves. That was according to the Wall Street Journal. So she is now saying out there, I can do the job. I can do the job. And she's already doing the hideous Hillary Clinton accent when Hillary Clinton was trying to go after Southern voters. I don't know if any of you remember that. Just look that up on YouTube. She comes out, Hillary Clinton, and says, I ain't in no ways tired. Oh, yes. How patronizing can you be to black voters by saying, I ain't in no ways tired? Yeah, you might as well just sing Mammy up there in blackface, Miss Clinton, you idiot, you fat cow. So Kamala Harris is doing the same thing. All of a sudden, in the middle of a speech about the Second Amendment, she starts going into a Southern accent. I mean, are we looking at a severe mental deficiency in this Biden White House or what? How could anybody take her seriously? And there's even rumblings that she is going to be able to do what I predicted Newsom would do, Governor Newsom, and that is to get the presidential nomination after the primary later on this year. I predicted that Biden would win the primary, but say, oh, I'm too sick, I'm too old, I'm too whatever, I'm going to give all of the delegates over to Gavin Newsom or Big Mike Obama. But now it appears as though they're going to do that same strategy just with this idiot. So let me regale you with what is in store with her type of prose. Today is today. And yesterday was today for us, but yesterday and tomorrow will become for us today, but tomorrow. So live today in such a way that the future today is for you like yesterday's today, only tomorrow. Did you get all that? I mean, do you want me to read it to you again? Because you're going to need a whiteboard and, or maybe a cork board and some pins and string to figure out what in the ever-living F this idiot is talking about. Become for us today, but tomorrow. So live today in the future today so that yesterday's today is only tomorrow. How much weed is she smoking before she goes out on stage? That's how bad this administration is. And it even goes one step further, because you know the mainstream media completely surrounds this presidency with all of the defenses at its disposal. They will do everything in their power to defend Biden, defend Democrats, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Clinton. They're all there. Have we seen the Epstein client list yet, by the way? No, we haven't. Reuters is coming out and going after Biden. They're not doing it so obviously. It's very, very sort of subtle if you can read between the lines. Exclusive: Putin's suggestion of Ukraine ceasefire rejected by United States, sources say. Russian President Putin suggested a ceasefire in Ukraine was the way to freeze the war, but it was rejected by the U.S. after contacts between intermediaries, three Russian sources say, with knowledge of the discussions. So Reuters is now saying that the only reason why there's a war in the Ukraine between the Ukrainians, Nazis, and the Russians is because the United States does not want to talk about peace. There's also an English element to all of this. I don't mean the language. I mean the United Kingdom with Boris Johnson completely sabotaging any sort of peace talks way early on in the beginning. So this is an Anglophile type of war. This is really, really damaging to the Biden administration, especially in the light that the Senate just passed this massive funding bill to support and continue the war for Israel, for the Ukraine, and also Taiwan. It's a massive money laundering bill for the defense industry. Oh, I'm sorry, the warmongering industry. This Reuters article now saying that Putin would accept a peace talk, he would be more than open to it, is now dead in the water because the Biden administration, certainly ain't Biden, has refused any sort of peace talks. They want the war to continue. They're making a lot more money than anyone had anticipated when it comes to natural gas, blowing up Nord Stream, giving the Ukrainians old, outdated weapons. I mean, I think they're using the Abrams tank now, but that's probably going to be destroyed toot sweet if they ever decide to actually put it anywhere near a Russian military outpost. So that's the problem they're really facing here. And this ain't going to get better. They're just going to start circling the wagons in the other direction. They're going to take those wagons, put them over in Kabbala Harris's camp. And lo and behold, Biden is going to start to read the tea leaves, and I think that's what's really going on here. I think that's why he is so upset about all of this. But the problems don't end there for the Democrats, because Michael Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi, and I don't know who that person is, Galaxy Brain or something like that, Alex Gutentag, they wrote an article. And if you've got any Democrats or idiotic conservatives in your circles, and they say, well, you know, we don't exactly know if Russiagate was actually a hoax because Trump is just Putin's puppet. He's too smart. And Trump was even smarter because he somehow fooled the Secret Service, the FBI, the CIA, all of those agencies, and even the ones we don't know. He fooled them because he was still working with Putin despite the fact that he was living in the White House and in the Oval Office. That's right. That's how smart Trump is. That's how smart Putin is. And Trump ain't too smart because he's still just Putin's puppet. This article dispels all of that. And it is exactly what we have been saying, people like me, people I'm going to plug here, people like those on the America Out Loud Network and the Unleashed podcast at 7 p.m., people like Greg Bolden. Okay, what we've been saying countless times, or at least I have, I can't speak for Greg. CIA had foreign allies spy on Trump team triggering Russia collusion hoax, sources say. So the reason why the Russiagate hoax started, and if you don't remember, that's when, the only reason why Trump won the election is because Putin helped him, and he's still helping him, despite the fact that Trump is watched constantly by the Secret Service. He's that crafty. The way they did this, and so it's a great article for the parts that you can read. The CIA cannot do what it did to Trump legally. So you can't have people like John Brennan, Easter Island head aficionado, spy on American citizens in the United States. Can't do it. Not legal. So what do they do? CIA is technically international. they started to rub elbows, tap noses, do handshakes to people in what they call the Five Eyes. What is the Five Eyes? The Five Eyes are other countries that the United States have a very, very close relationship with when it comes to sharing intelligence. The UK, Australia, New Zealand, all them. Then what happens? You have Five Eyes agents. Somebody from Canada, maybe somebody from New Zealand, start to hobnob with people in Trump's camp. And wouldn't you know it, they start to report back to the CIA and other agencies in the United States and say, well, there could be something there. And they take those documents, the CIA, and they go to the FISA court. And the FISA court rubber stamps. Oh, we have got an issue with Donald Trump himself and many other people within the Trump campaign. So we're going to allow the CIA and the FBI and the DOJ to monitor them all the time in real time and not tell them about it. That's how all of this worked. This, in other words, is what we're looking at. Probably sedition. Once again, you have the Democrats and the mainstream media going out there and accusing Donald Trump of their own illegal activities. Oh, Trump is a seditionist. He's a traitor. Look at the rabble rally on January 6th. Ah, all bunch of seditionists over there. They want to overthrow this government and the United States itself. No. The CIA under Brennan, the CIA under Joseph Biden and Barack Obama, those people committed sedition, if not treason itself, by doing something like this. This is all incredibly illegal. You can't just go to other countries and outsource your circular evidence so that you could spy on your political opponents. That is wrong. You cannot go to MI6 in the UK and say, we really don't like Trump. So here's what we're going to do. We want you to look into somebody like George Snuffleupagus. Remember that guy, George Papadopoulos? We want you to look into him. And then whatever you find, doesn't matter how small it is, just find something. You give the report to us in the CIA and John Brennan and Barack Obama. Then we can go to the FISA courts. Then we can start spying on Trump. Now, here is where I'll leave it. Trump, apparently, declassified a massive binder of all of this. It's all there. It's all documented. It all tells about how the Democrats broke the law and committed probably sedition, probably treason. And the mainstream media was complicit in that. There's a huge binder on it. And wouldn't you guess what agency has it? The CIA. Trump declassified it. Trump's team wanted that binder from the CIA, and they wouldn't give it to him as he's leaving office. They dragged their feet. They didn't get the memo. Oh, it's Mercury in retrograde. Communication is all out of whack. We have no idea where this thing is. Trump leaves office. Nobody knows what happened to it. It's all gone. Dead story. Or is it? Could it be that Trump had somebody in the CIA on his side that somehow got the binder that explains all of the crimes that the Democrats committed whilst going after him throughout his presidency? And could that be the reason that Jack Smith ravaged Mar-a-Lago and wants to do it again? Because apparently Jack Smith, special prosecutor going after Trump, by the way, suddenly realizes that there may have been a secret room in Mar-a-Lago. Newsflash, Mr. Smith. Why would you think there's only one secret room in Mar-a-Lago, the home of a former president? I think that's what they could potentially be looking for. That binder that explains everything. That's it. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. I'll be back tomorrow, as always, and the day after. Why? Because it's a weekday, and that weekday ends in Y. You do not forget to like me, find me, and share me. Let's get those listens up. Let's get those positive reviews going on all of your podcasting platforms and social media platforms. I have to get better with social media. I promised myself I'd do that in 2024. I do intend to within the month. So until then, don't be afraid to do some free type of supporting for your lovable fuzzball host, Chris Michaels. Mm-hmm.